Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot of political scuttlebutt. I want to get it out. A lot of political scuttlebutt. You got to love politics. I mean, this is, everything is one continuous campaign. The minute somebody wins, all sorts of people are plotting to who will beat him next time or who will run or what if this one moves up or that one moves up. A lot of it is like the initial moves in a chess game. You move a pawn here, you move a pawn there. Everything's still possible. Here's a pawn move in Republican presidential politics. Chris Christie wants to run for president in 2024, and he has a lot of problems. One of them being he was seen as insufficiently loyal to Trump, and he's afraid that Trump will knife him, and he has now made a decision. He's made a decision. What happens to people when they run for office? They look for a lane. It's like a horse race. So in other words, you have the number three lane, the number five lane, one's moderate, one's left, one's right, one's this, one's that. Christie has discovered, and I think he may be correct, he's not going to be president, but he's correct in this assumption that if you don't have Trump on your side completely, you're not getting his base. And instead of being mealy-mouthed about it, like some of the Republican governors and saying they still like Trump, but they had to certify Biden and all that, Chris Christie is attacking Trump. And that's exactly right. What happens is you need contrast. You need people going into the voting booth. And this is true in any election in either party. And you stand for something and you attack the contrary. You don't be mealy-mouthed about it. People don't want mealy-mouths. So what is Chris Christie doing? Chris Christie has deliberately started a public feud with Trump. Deliberately started a feud with Trump. He has broken away from Trump's January 6th insurrection lie that somehow these just were a good bunch of patriots. And he flat out said that Trump gave him COVID, which is true. Trump did give him COVID. You remember that Rose Garden meeting with Amy Comey Barrett? This was right after he put her up for Supreme Court before she was confirmed. And they're there in the Rose Garden. Everybody's going, well, what could go wrong? It's outdoors. Let me tell you something about COVID outdoors. The reason for the 6-foot rule and the reason for the mask rule is outdoors is a lot better than indoors, of course. But the truth of the matter is, if you're in the vicinity of that virus, people that have it, over a sustained little period of time, and there's a lot of discussion among experts, whether it's 2 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is. In Washington, D.C., which is very warm, very hot, very still, very humid, and you're standing next to somebody, you might as well be indoors. A number of people at that Rose Garden thing got COVID. Trump has had COVID. Trump's wife and two of his sons got COVID, Barron and Don Jr. They got COVID. And the fact is he infected people. He infected the Secret Service. He made him drive him around. Remember when he got out of the hospital, took his mask off in an enclosed car? That poor driver. I mean, really, that poor driver. What if he had a family? So what if he had a family? What if the guy's sitting there and Trump's breathing on him and talking to him? And, you know, I think what I would have said is why I would have been fired. I said, we're going to open all four windows and I'm putting on a hazmat helmet. Well, that would be a bad optic. A number of Secret Service got COVID. The number of Secret Service got COVID because of Donald Trump. Well, Chris Christie is blasting him. Now, there's a problem for Chris Christie, and that is Bridgegate. Bridgegate. You know, Christie had been a popular, albeit Republican, governor of New Jersey, but he had demanded that a mayor who was a Democrat in an obscure little city in northern New Jersey, right next to New York, endorse him. The guy said, hey, wait a minute. I like you. You're a good guy. I'm not going to endorse you. So what they did is, his handlers, what they did is they closed lanes to a vital bridge into New York. So there was about one lane left, and the volume of traffic was such that everything got stalled. Woman died in an ambulance. I don't know if you knew that. Elderly woman in her 90s had a heart attack. Put her in an ambulance and she comes up there and they said, there's only one lane open. It'll be about 2 hours before you can get over. She bought the farm in the ambulance. And what did Christie and the Republican Party say? They said she would have died anyway. Look how old she is. Well, listen, I have elderly relatives and some with heart issues. If they have a heart attack, I want them in the hospital right away. Instead, she's with paramedics and an ambulance trying to do things that cardiac surgeons should have been giving orders on. And Christie blows that off, and two of his aides get convicted and sentenced to prison terms. And he lied and said he didn't know anything about it. He lied and said he didn't know anything about it. Of course he knew it. Their convictions were overturned on appeal. I'm not going to get into the weeds on the law. So they got let out. One of them was a single woman, Bridget Kelly, with four kids. She went to jail for Chris Christie. Chris Christie's not going to be president of the United States, okay? But a canary in the coal mine in this one is Chris Christie is turning like a dog on Donald Trump. And he, you know, he's onto something. You can either run as Donald Trump's slave and servile sycophant the way he is for Vladimir Putin, or you're a Democrat and you just keep attacking them all the time. But if you're a Republican and go mealy mouth and you go, well, I like Trump. Yeah, he's great. Yeah, you know, I mean, he did say nasty things about my father and my wife. And, you know, well, what's that among friends? I mean, I'm not kidding. Like a Ted Cruz and these people. First of all, no masculinity whatsoever, no identity whatsoever, no self-respect. But secondly, voters don't like that. So Chris Christie is exactly right. Let him have it in the chops. Problem for Chris Christie is Bridgegate. That is the problem for Chris Christie. A fascinating piece of intelligence in Wisconsin. There is now a call developing. John Torinas, a very respected businessman and business columnist in the Milwaukee area, has suggested that Tommy Thompson run for governor. Now, I want to make it clear, I support Tony Evers and I want the Democrats to win again. We need his veto. That's all we're going to get, so we might as well get his veto. But Torinas has his finger on something, and that is this. The Republican Party realizes that Clayfish is a lightweight. She can't win governor, not because of ideology, but she doesn't have a clue. It's like saying, why don't you become a CEO of IBM? Clayfish, okay, that's about computers, right? Yeah, okay, where's the door? They can't do Clayfish. Clayfish is the one that said that she would shower with a metal brush because she was going to do dirty stuff in the campaign and then cleanse herself. I mean, that sounds like mortification of the flesh from the Middle Ages. That's very weird. I mean, can you see Fighting Bob La Follette saying, I'm going to shower with a metal brush? Really? Come on. Secondly, she's bought into the attacks on school boards. She attacked the Mequon school board, Thienesville. Didn't work. One of her running dogs, one of her fellow travelers from her campaign, accused Planned Parenthood of being a white supremacist organization. Clayfish supported her. You know, Wisconsin may tilt Republican or Democrat, but it's not that way. It really isn't. And that is why now some people are saying Sean Duffy should run. Problem for Sean Duffy, former congressman from Hayward, is he lives in New Jersey. A lot of guys in New Jersey would like to be governor of Wisconsin. It ain't going to happen. But Tommy Thompson's a different story. You know, he was a four-term elected governor, member of George W. Bush's cabinet. And I don't know that he'll do it. He's 80 years old. I don't know that he'd win. We fight hard for the Democrats. But Tommy Thompson was a decent guy. And he was a very, very good head of the UW system, which is now going to be coming to an end. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.